You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together.
All right, guys, I got Hannah here, and she's going to tell us a little bit about July and the astrology forecast, and she warned me a little bit prior to this, but we're just going to dig right in. Hannah, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How is Mercury retrograde treating you? Are you faring well?
I mean, you know that I was born in Mercury retrograde, so it doesn't affect right. as much as the emotional mental capacity level. But I mean, we were just saying how bad technology has been.
It's horrible.
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 Horrible. Yeah. And all my coaching clients, they're probably listening to this, probably laughing their butts off because I'm getting very agitated and I'm like screaming at my guides being like, help me, please. Let's just do this. Let's do this call. But yeah, I mean, it's bad on my end. You were saying that it's bad on your end, but
yeah,
you know, give us a little bit of good news. Can you give us a little bit of good news?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me grab, I need to grab my fluorite here, especially since Mercury retrograde. Give me all the clarity. Right. Yes. No, July is going to offer us a little bit of relief. We're out of Venus retrograde, which I don't know about you, but I've had a lot of clients that have told me that they've had some major relationship issues, communication issues in their relationships, a lot of old feelings, exes coming back up and it being a really challenging time. So we're out of that, which is great. We are still in Mercury retrograde, which we will be in until the middle of July, July 12th. And then we'll have a little bit of a shadow period until the 26th.
Okay.
So hang in there for you guys for Mercury. I mean, we go through this three to four times a year. And I swear, every time Mercury retrograde comes around, everyone's like, what? We just had Mercury retrograde. Didn't we just do this? It's like, yeah, we did. And we're doing it again.
Yeah, unfortunately. So basically the whole month of July, we're still in retrograde, Mercury retrograde.
Yes, between the ending of when Mercury goes direct in Cancer on July 12th, it'll be, like I said, direct station. However, the shadow period ends until the 26th. So, just be mindful, even after it goes direct on the 12th, to still allow, yourself a little extra time. Be more patient with technology. I mean, I was telling you, we're closing on a house and I made sure that it was after the shadow period because I don't want any issues at closing when we're buying this house.
Yeah.
So, just let's just hang in with the patience a little bit longer, guys. We'll get through July, I promise.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
We will. Yeah.
We'll be tough. All right. Yeah. So tell us what's going on in the stars this month.
Yeah. So as if it's any surprise here, 2020 continues to be a really odd year. It's crazy times, you guys. I don't need to tell you this. It feels like every month there's something new, and it's true. There's a lot of breaking down of old systems, a lot of old beliefs, personal as well as the collective, so that we can build this new world, and that comes with a lot of challenge. So June 30th, we had the conjunction with Pluto and Jupiter. We talked about that a little bit last month. So if you're interested in hearing more about that, feel free to go and listen to June. Mm-hmm. But again, this conjunction with Pluto and Jupiter is going to be having an effect on the major changes that we want to make in our life and getting rid of these old belief systems that no longer fit us. This is kind of the theme of the year. Mm. But looking into July, we are in Cancer season. So we moved out of Gemini season where we were using our voices to make a change in the world, which, hello, all of the rioting and stuff that happened, total Gemini theme.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
And now as we're shifting more deeply into Cancer season, it's all about deepening our feelings, our emotional maturity, mm-hmm. and having a heightened sensitivity and compassion for others around us. So Cancer season can be a really comforting time because Cancer is the home body of the zodiac. It is incredibly emotive, very intuitive, and it likes to have time to itself. So, you know, with intellectual social Gemini season behind us, Cancer season really offers us the opportunity to turn our attention away from the buzz of sharing information and ideas with the social world around us and reminds us that charity begins at home. Compassion begins at home. And all of that like nourishment and nurturing comes with our, like starting with ourselves. And Cancer rules the fourth house, which if you look at your zodiac chart, if you look at the wheel, it's at the bottom of the zodiac chart, which represents the foundations in our life. So it's connecting with your family. It's connecting with your origins, your ancestry. This is a really perfect time to reflect upon and heal any generational trauma that you might have been carrying around. Mm. Or to honor your family by beginning new and heartfelt traditions. So there's the sentiment of legacy, of familial legacy, as well as things that we've carried down generationally, positive and negative, that are worth reflecting on and considering if we want to release it or to honor and maintain it, carry it forward.
I love that. You want to know something funny? I just put in an order for House of Intuition, and I knew that I had to get the Honor Your Ancestors candle.
Perfect. That's a perfect Cancer season candle. Yes. Yeah.
Love that.
And speaking of candles, because the fourth house also rules our home environment, Cancer season really calls us to like tidy up and cozy up our home. Like, you know, if you have a sacred space or if you've been wanting to create a sacred space, now is like energetically the ideal time to do it. You know, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could literally be a corner of your room where you put some like really delicious pillows on the floor or a chair that you can wrap yourself in a blanket, or, you know, maybe work on creating a little altar for your ancestors to honor them or for your angels or where you want to put your cards. So just take a little bit of time to spruce up your home or your workspace or your bedroom to make it feel more comforting and peaceful and restorative. So you have that place where you feel safe and secure and held.
Love that.
Yeah. And the last little bit I want to mention about Cancer season is that Cancer really asks us to work on creating an inner sanctuary within ourselves. And it asks to consider how we can extend more grace and compassion to ourselves. Where in your life can you be giving more love and grace? Where can you be more self-loving and nurturing both to your human body as well as your spiritual one? So just take a moment to slow down and get curious and start listening to yourself. Listen to your inner voice. Listen to how your body is speaking to you. Cancer is such an intuitive sign. So if you have been working on your intuitive gifts, if you want to work on your intuitive gifts, this is, again, is a beautiful time to really connect with how your body is receiving those divine downloads, those messages from source. And, you know, the saying goes, still waters run deep. And during this compassionate cycle of Cancer can bring upon really transformational healing to the relationship that we have with our family and friends, considering that, that generational, that familial aspect, but also the one that we have with ourselves. So if you feel like you've been carrying around some shame or guilt, you're too hard on yourself, there's something that you need to release and forgive yourself over, let's do it. Let's do it during Cancer season. There is no better time.
Yes, absolutely. I always felt like Cancer, it's a very motherly, nurturing kind of sign. Anybody who is like a Cancer, I always feel like it's just really like that. Just like a really good mom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Always very comfortable around them. Yeah.
They are the zodiac mother. They definitely have that maternal nurturing quality to them. But at the same time, there's always the shadow side, which is you cross your mom and she's going to come after you with that wooden spoon. So you better be nice to your mama.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
All right. Well, let's dig a little deeper into July, because I feel like there is some major, like there are some major things that are going to happen in July. From like a collective standpoint, I just keep getting this download that July is going to be major. And as of the first, which we're filming this, or we're doing this right now on the second, mm-hmm. yesterday, Saturn shifted back into Capricorn. So you might be saying, oh, wasn't Saturn already in Capricorn earlier this year? Yes. So Saturn had been in Aquarius briefly, where it really brought to the forefront social and cultural expectations on a revolutionary scale. I don't really need to go into details. If you've right. been in touch with the news for the last few months, you know, consider mm-hmm. the political climate at the moment, and also the racial issues, the riots, the justice movements that we're all wading through. These are all very Aquarian themes. But now Saturn is shifting back in retrograde in Capricorn, and Saturn is the planet of discipline. It rules boundaries, responsibility, structure. And during its retrograde period, it illuminates the areas of our lives where we need to review our personal and social expectations and where changes in these structures and authorities need to be made. So as we're moving back into Capricorn, we're making long-term commitments and plans to discard outdated rules, limits, boundaries, beliefs, right? All these themes sound so familiar, right? With what's going on in the news. We have to get rid of this stuff in order to create a new foundation and open up new boundaries to allow in fresh energy to build upon. It's tough letting go. These review periods are hard. Saturn is the planet that forces us to look at ourselves very authentically in the mirror and consider like where we could be doing a better job, or where we need to tighten up on our boundaries, or where we need to be letting go. And it's that reality check of what's going on, but it also is that dose of tough love. And it's a strict one, but yeah. Saturn really wants the best for us by delivering us the opportunities to move out of our comfort zone and to reevaluate our goals and commitments, even if it's uncomfortable and challenging. Change doesn't come without those uncomfortable moments. So absolutely. Saturn can be a really fair and rewarding teacher if we allow it. So let's try to keep an open mind and see the bigger picture of what's being offered to us to both release and to make space for what's going to be coming in.
Love that.
Yeah. It's powerful.
Yeah. It's just basically being like, don't be afraid of what's happening. Don't be afraid of it. Don't speak your truth and everything like that, and know that it's powerful and there's going to be change, but mm-hmm. don't think that it's all bad, you know?
Right. If it's uncomfortable, it means change is happening.
Exactly.
Look at it as an opportunity. Yeah, right. Absolutely. So we are moving into another eclipse, which 2020 has three rounds of eclipses, which is very unique, very rare, which considering this year, it's like, oh, whatever at this point, let's just throw in another round of eclipses to make things crazy. So
oh my gosh.
July 4th, and it's actually the early hours of the 5th, but we'll say overnight for the 4th, we have a full moon lunar eclipse in Capricorn. So technically the moon reaches its full peakness, I think just a little after 1 a.m. on July 5th, but we'll see its bright presence in the sky on July 4th, which is beautiful. Yeah.
How crazy is that though? Just with everything going on, the full moon is on July 4th.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's intense. So as you're going out to see fireworks, you'll have a beautiful moon, depending on your weather. Yeah. So this is our last lunar eclipse of the year. And like I said, this time it's in the sign of Capricorn. And this moon is bringing to culmination the intentions we set last year around Christmas time, which is when we had the solar eclipse in Capricorn. It was on Christmas, 25th and the 26th of December in 2019. So this moon is the ending of that cycle. So when we're talking about reflection with the full moon, with this one in particular, we're looking back and reflecting on how our life has changed since December 2019. And you know, think back, like, what conflicts were you navigating in your life during this time? What was challenging you at that time? What goals were you setting for yourself? Because you may be surprised to discover how much traction you've actually made on these goals in that time. I think it's easy to sometimes look at where we are and be like, oh, I wish I was farther ahead, or I wish I had done more. And when you actually take the time to think about all of the life that you've experienced since December 2019,
I think
when you actually write those things down or you look back, you will see how much growth you've had, how much work you've put in. And when you're able to make note of this progress, you're going to feel more motivated to move forward with, you know, more enthusiasm. So something to keep in mind as you're doing your full moon journaling or reflections. And if you weren't already dwelling on outdated traditions and past loves and losses, which may be still fresh from Venus retrograde, which I said ended on June 25th. This eclipse will make sure that you also are reviewing these areas in your life too. So Capricorn rules our traditions. So this lunar reflection could bring up some old regrets that we've had. It could remind you of previous versions of yourself that you may have hidden away because you're not quite ready to deal with those shadows yet. And this is your chance to make peace with those old versions of yourself and to consider where you want to make changes and to offer yourself forgiveness and the love that that Cancer season so beautifully extends in balance if needed, so that we can move forward with fewer shadows. And the last thing I want to mention about this moon, this lunar eclipse, is that with any eclipse, we always expect the sudden unexpected. I like to akin it to the Tower card in tarot. It's these really swift energies that come in and activate our destiny, whether we like it or not. So, you know, hang on to your hats. There could be some major changes coming, but you have to trust that it's always, you know, it's always for our best. So enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, nobody, like, oh God, it's so funny. Whenever I do a tarot, every time the tower comes up, the face that I get from my client is just so terrifying. And I'm just like, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's just going to be a swift, unplanned change.
Yeah.
But it is. The tower is very intimidating, to say the least. You know, just know that it is divinely guided. Whatever
absolutely
happens.
Yes, it's a quick redirection is how I like to think of it. It's
yes,
like
I like that.
We may have gotten off course a little bit, and the tower yes card or this lunar eclipse is just kind of like whoop, just shifts us back into the direction we need to be going. It's just kind of course correcting, and it happens yeah fast.
It's a reroute
exactly. Yes. Exactly, rerouting,
detour. Yeah.
Yes.
love that.
It.
Yeah.
So I already mentioned Mercury goes direct in Cancer on July 12th. And again, the shadow period extends until the 26th. So just make note of that, people. Write it in your calendar. But July 20th, we have our second new moon in Cancer. This is a really rare event. So last month, we had a new moon in Cancer. In July, we also have a new moon in Cancer. So this is all about second chances. So be sure to take advantage of this really powerful energy that's offering us the opportunity to set intentions again. You know, the cosmos are offering us the second chance to consider the areas of our life where we can cultivate more security and nourishment and those Cancer themes of taking care of ourselves and just recognize where improvements can be made, but also where you've already cultivated some of those accomplishments. So there's a little reflection that goes into this when you consider what intentions you set last month with the new moon in Cancer. So now is there a possibility that you can take it a little step further? Can you dig a little bit deeper? And consider, you know, a little bit more about what you can do to better support and nurture yourself moving forward. And this moon is really all about personal growth. It's deepening our sense of self-love and forgiveness in all of our personal relationships. But very much including the one that we have with ourselves. And, you know, I see this a lot when I do, when I'm working with one-on-one with clients and I'm reading their energy and I see what a beautiful and open heart chakra they have, how much love that they give to others. And oftentimes with these people who tend to be empaths that I see this with, they have a very hard time giving that same amount of love back to themselves. And I know when I said that and when I'm speaking this right now, I know that there are people right now listening that are like self-identifying because that's a really hard one when you are so selfless and generous with your love. It is hard to turn around and feel like you can accept that much for yourself, but it's so important.
It is. And I feel too, because a lot of the people I work with, and it's so true. I feel like I don't think I've ever met an empath that didn't have a problem expressing self-love for themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that like it took, and I'm not even perfect. Sometimes I am my worst critic and I'm very hard on myself, but I know that, but it's taken years for me to accept that like you have to give love to yourself above all else, you know, because when you're an empath, you are a natural healer, you know, but in order to be a really great healer, you need to heal yourself and you need to know that it's not a linear process and you have to continuously just work on yourself and give yourself the love that you so selflessly give out, you know?
Yeah. And you deserve that love because you're a human being on planet Earth right now.
Exactly.
You don't have to be doing anything to deserve love other than being exactly who you are. And I agree. I completely resonate with all of that. With empaths, it's like they have a hard time filling up their own cup, but you know, with this moon, this new moon, just set the intention to allow yourself the change, allow yourself the fresh start if that's what you need, and to focus those efforts on ways where you can feel more settled and safe and secure. And you know, for a lot of us too, we may need to pay attention to some of those connections we have with our family and the way that we communicate with them. But it can also be as simple as like household matters or like I said, maintaining or beginning new family traditions. So, you know, just recognize where improvements can be made in regards to feeding and nurturing yourself and others. But, another part of this is also how you can make yourself heard and speaking up about your needs of not feeling guilty to ask for
help
or alone. Yeah, exactly. Help
a break.
Or time. Yeah, whatever it is you need. Don't feel guilty about using your voice to speak your truth, asking for what you need. And in regards to like your work or your career, same thing. Be sure to allow some time to reflect on where and how you can feel more valued and rewarded and also compensated, guys, for your time and your talent. Like, do not be afraid to ask for the equal energetic exchange between money and your talent. It's so important. Again, empaths, we have a hard time asking for the monetary value in exchange for what we do. You know, I think almost every healer that I really connect with has told me they had a really hard time setting prices and then raising their prices and, you know, monetizing the work that they do. But it's important because you also need to feel valued and rewarded for the work that you do. And part of that is when we talk about nurturing ourselves, let's not beat around the bush. You know, building and developing a strong foundation also includes our finances and having a healthy, you know, stable financial situation. So, you know, make note of how you intend to do your spending or saving or how you want to contribute towards your future and your livelihood. So also really, really important when we're making some intentions for the new moon in Cancer.
Love that. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about Mars. Mars has entered Aries. Now, Mars had been in Pisces for about six weeks where it just kind of hung out. It gave us a little time to daydream and to to chill out, but it is full speed ahead into Aries. Mars loves being in Aries. Mars is like the epitome of masculine energy. It wants to just hit the ground running, full speed ahead. Let's do this thing. And Aries has that same energy. Go, go, go. Ambitious, wants to be the first one to do it. It's going to be the pioneer and the leader. And Mars usually stays in a particular sign for only about 6 weeks before it makes its next transit. But Mars, because it's going to be in a retrograde, is going to stay in its fiery home sign of Aries for 6 months, people.
That's long.
Jeez. It's a long time. It is a long time. So it loves being in the sign in Aries. And, you know, Mars is the warrior. It helps us find our inner power, our inner voice. It goes after what it is that we desire. It gives us the courage to take back control in our life with the willpower to achieve in a really big way. But it's important to also remember to take breaks, because it's so easy to get burnt out in this transit, because we feel so fueled. We feel so full of like zest for life and energetically charged that sometimes we can like put way too much on our plate. So just make sure that you're taking breaks. Mm-hmm. And with all this retrograde and eclipse energy taking place these last few months, Mars in Aries is going to feel like a burst of inspiration, which it will bring to us. And it may even feel like we've gotten back some of our motivation and excitement that we've lost. But again, pace yourself, because by the end of July, Mars will begin its shadow period preparing for retrograde in Aries, where it's going to start to make some very strong and powerful alignments with our friends Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto, three players that have been major influences throughout 2020 and with all of this breaking down and rebuilding themes. So I anticipate as Mars activates these planets, we're going to feel another round of really big energetic shifts and stirs similar to what we saw in January and March. So I think by the end of July, we're going to expect some more tension and unrest. But we are going to have that added motivation to find solutions. So I think it's really important to think about that. Like, guys, it's not just chaos for chaos sake. Okay. We are going to have that clarity and that motivation to find a solution for these different challenges that as a society we're facing right now. Mm-hmm. We can't just dwell on the difficulties as much as we'd like, as much as we want to sit back and blame everything on COVID, and we want to blame everything on, oh, 2020 is just like the worst. It's a tough year. I'm not beating around the bush on that either.
It's so tough.
It's a tough year, guys, but there are things that we need to release, both on a personal level and also on a collective level. Things are coming up to the surface. Like, we are connecting more with our truth. There is a rapid awakening happening. There is, you know, simultaneously other movements that are stirring and creating a lot of voices that are being lifted that haven't been heard in a long time. And it can be really noisy, you know, with everything that's going on. So be sure to pace yourself. Take this time during Cancer season. Retreat if you need to. Take time off, you know, press the pause button and just, you know, get in the bathtub, read a book, do it, whatever it is you need to feel taken care of and nourished, because man, a lot of us really need that. And it's easy to want to just jump in and feel like we got to fix everything right now. We're in a marathon. We're not in a sprint.
Love that.
Yeah.
So both Mars and Aries are masculine energies, right?
Yes, they are.
That's a lot of masculine energy coming up.
Yeah. And between it being direct and then going retrograde and then going direct again in Aries, there's just, it's major.
Yeah.
It's major. It's that like, that supercharged battery that's going to just propel everything forward. And like I said, when Mars is transiting and becomes in alignment with Jupiter and Saturn and Pluto, there's going to be, you know, a quickening again of even more of these big energetic shifts that we've already seen a couple of times this year. So like I said at the beginning of this podcast, I really feel like there are going to be some major things happening in the next 6 weeks.
Oh boy.
And I don't want to put it out there what I'm feeling, because, you know, once I put it out there, I don't want to do it. But I feel like there is some major stuff happening. So, let's all just take care of ourselves, love each other, you know, do your best, but yeah. You know, I'll also realize we're humans and we're not perfect. And this is a crazy time and we're all just trying to get through it the best that we can.
Yep. Absolutely. Is there anything else that we need to know about July?
That's it, my friends. Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys. So it ain't over yet. Buckle up. Mm-hmm. Love yourself. Give yourself a break and know that it's just, you know, 2020.
Out of 2020 themes. Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. Hannah, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for letting us know what's going on in July. Guys, always a pleasure. And we will see you next month, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.